Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building an old-school DNB breakbeat section in Ableton Live 12 that feels raw, punchy, and actually usable in a mix. Not just a loop that sounds cool on its own, but a proper DJ tool. Clean intro, strong groove, clear outro, and enough movement to keep a set rolling. This is an intermediate lesson, so I'm going to assume you already know your way around Live. What we're focusing on here is the musical thinking behind old-school drum and bass. Groove first, space second, and then bass that supports the drums instead of fighting them. That's the whole mindset. Set your tempo around 172 BPM. That sits right in the sweet spot for this style. Quick enough to feel urgent, but not so fast that the break loses body. Create a few tracks to work with. One auto track for your break sample, one MIDI track for sub bass, one MIDI track for a mid bass or reslayer, and a couple of return tracks for delay and reverb. And while you're building, keep your master headroom sensible. Aim to hover around minus 6 dB while you're arranging. DNB gets loud fast, and if you let the low end pile up too early, you'll end up fighting clipping instead of making music. If you've got a reference track, drop it in now. Don't use it to copy notes. Use it to compare energy, snare weight, and how much room the drums are allowed to breathe. That's the real value of a reference in this style. Now let's get the break. Import a classic style break or a raw loop with character. You want something that already has some snare body, hat fizz, and a bit of natural movement in the ghost notes. In old-school DNB, the break is usually the lead instrument. Seriously, treat it that way. Open the clip and turn warp on. Usually, beats mode is the best starting point here. If the break is punchy, preserve transients and keep the transient loop mode fairly tight, maybe 1/16 or 1/8 depending on the source. If it's a loose, organic break, don't over-polish it. Old-school energy often comes from a little drag and a little imperfection. That human feel is part of the style. Loop one or two bars and listen carefully to the pocket. If the break feels stiff, resist the urge to grid it into submission. You want it to dance, not march. A tiny timing shift or a subtle groove can do more than heavy editing ever will. If the snare lands a little late, that's not always a problem. In fact, that slight behind-the-beat feel is often what makes the loop breathe. Next, we're going to slice the break to a drum rack. Right-click the clip and choose Slice to New MIDI Track. Use transient slicing if you want the hits mapped by the break's natural peaks, or slice by 1/16 if the loop is already pretty tight and you want a more predictable layout. Now the break becomes playable. You can rearrange hits, duplicate ghost notes, isolate the snare, and build fills without constantly editing audio. Once it's in drum rack, keep the main hits pretty raw. That's important. Don't over-design the life out of the sample. Add a few useful slices for the main kick, main snare, a hat or shaker accent, maybe the ghost snare, and one extra top-end hit like a ride or percussion tick. On the drum rack group, use EQ8 gently to clean up any mud. If you hear boxiness, dip somewhere around 300 to 500 Hz. If the break is messy in the low mids, carve a little around 250 to 450 Hz. Be careful not to hollow it out. We want punch, not thinness. Now reinforce the groove with extra drum layers. This is where a lot of producers make a mistake. They replace the break instead of supporting it. Don't do that. Keep the break as the identity, then add support under it. Add a clean kick layer if the break needs more low-end impact. Add a snare layer if the backbeat needs more authority. You can use stock devices like drum synth or operator for this. Keep the kick short and tight, with a quick pitch drop and a fast decay. For the snare, keep it narrow and punchy, with maybe a little presence around 2 to 4kHz if needed. Then send the whole drum group through a saturator with soft clip-on, just a few dB of drive. That gives the drums some glue and makes the break feel a little more forward. If you want the whole drum bus to breathe together, a light glue compressor can help. Nothing aggressive, just enough to catch the peaks and pull the layers together, maybe 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction. Old school DNB should still feel dynamic. You're not trying to flatten the groove. Now let's talk swing and ghost notes, because this is where the bounce really comes alive. In jungle and old school DNB, ghost notes are the secret sauce. They connect the hits. They make the loop feel like it's constantly leaning forward without sounding busy. Try a subtle groove from the groove pool if the pattern feels too rigid. You're usually only after a gentle swing feel, not a huge shuffle. The groove should be felt more than heard. Then manually add ghost snares before the main snare, tiny hat pickups into phrase changes, or a soft kick leading into bar 4 or bar 8. Keep the velocities low on those notes. Think around 25 to 50 for ghost snares, maybe 20 to 35 for tucked-in hats. The main backbeats need to stay dominant so the loop still hits hard. At this point, check the rhythm at low volume. That's a great teacher trick for this style. If the loops still make sense quietly, your kick-sub relationship and your snare placement are probably solid. If it disappears when turned down, the groove is likely too dependent on sheer loudness instead of timing and contrast. Now we need the sub. Keep it simple. In old-school DNB, the sub should be pure, stable, and locked in. Use operator or wave-eatable with a sine or near-sine waveform. Keep it mono, short amp envelope, clean attack, controlled release. If there are extra harmonics, low-pass them out. If you want a little glide, use portamento subtly, but don't turn it into a flashy bass line. This is support, not a lead synth. Write a bass pattern that answers the break instead of stepping all over it. A good old-school approach is call and response. Let the bass hit after the snare, leave a pause before the next phrase, and use only a handful of notes. In this style, fewer notes often mean more impact. You're building pressure through restraint. If the track needs a bit more attitude, add a mid bass or res layer. Keep it controlled. This is not about going full neuro. We just want some worn, warehouse-style tension sitting above the sub. Use wave-eatable or analog. Start with a thick saw-based sound, detune it slightly, and low-pass it so it doesn't get fizzy. Add a slow LFO to the filter or wave-eatable position so there's movement across one or two bars. Then high-pass it so it stays out of the sub-zone. Let the motion live in the mids, not the bottom. Process that layer lightly with saturator for edge. Maybe a bit of auto filter for automation, and EQ8 to keep the low end clear. If the res gets too wide or too bright, rein it in. In a DJ tool, this layer should add tension and identity, not steal the whole show. Now we start shaping the arrangement. Think in phrases, not just loops. Old school DNB works best when it has obvious entry points, useful mix out sections, and clear changes every 4 or 8 bars. A solid layout could be an 8-bar intro, 8-bar main groove, a 4-bar switch-up or fill, and then an 8-bar outro. For the intro, strip it back. Let the break be filtered, maybe with just hats and atmosphere at first. Hold back the sub. That gives DJ something they can mix with. Then, when the groove opens up, bring in the low end and the full drum body. Save the strongest bass movement for the main section so the drop actually feels like a drop. Use automation to help this happen. Auto filter on the break bus is a great one. Start the intro low-passed, then open it gradually. Send a little reverb to ghost hits for space, but don't wash out the groove. A touch of delay on a bass stab at the end of a phrase can also create a nice transition without sounding too polished. The style likes control. It likes functionality. It doesn't need giant breakdowns every 8 bars. For fills and transitions, keep them short. A 1-bar snare roll, a 1/2-bar chopped break variation, a reverse snare into the next phrase, or a bass drop out right before the drop can all work really well. The goal is contrast, not chaos. If the fill starts stealing momentum, it's probably too much. A really effective trick is to alternate density. Let one 2-bar section feel a little busier, then answer it with a slightly simpler 2-bar section. That push and pull is what keeps the loop alive. You can also switch break identity for a bar every 8 or 16 bars if you want a more dramatic feel, like a different record dropping in for a moment and then snapping back. Now let's mix it so it behaves like a club record. On the drum bus, use EQ8 to remove mud if needed, maybe around 200 to 400 HC. Keep your saturation light and your compression subtle. On the bass bus, split sub and mid if possible. Keep the sub mono with utility. High pass the mid layer so it doesn't crowd the kick. If the low end starts getting messy, sidechain the bass gently from the kick or the main snare. You're aiming for clarity, not obvious pumping unless that's part of the style you want. Always check the whole thing in mono. This is huge. If the groove collapses in mono, the stereo processing is probably too wide or the layers are fighting each other. The break should still punch. The snare should still land. The sub should still feel anchored. Here are the big mistakes to avoid. Don't over-edit the break until it loses personality. Don't let the break and sub both own the low end. Don't make the bass line too busy. Don't use snare layers that fight the original break. And don't make fills so big that they interrupt the dancefloor momentum. In old-school DNB, restraint is power. A couple of pro moves to keep in mind. Resample your drum bus and reach up it if you want a more unified, gritty result. Use distortion as tone, not just aggression. Put movement in the mid-bass and keep the sub stable. Use short atmospheric washes between phrases to make the arrangement feel darker without cluttering the drums. And if you really want a bigger hit, pull the bass down on the last half bar before a drop, so the return feels stronger. For practice, build a tight 4-bar loop, load one break, slice it, rebuild the groove with a main snare, one ghost note, and one extra hat or kick accent. Add a sine sub with just two notes and one pickup note. Add a muted Reese layer with slow filter movement. Automate a low-pass filter on the break for the first two bars, then open it in bars 3 and 4. Bounce it to audio and listen in mono. Ask yourself one simple question: does it still work if I remove one layer? If the answer is yes, you're probably in the right zone. So the big takeaway here is this: in old school DNB, the break is the star, the sub is the foundation, and the arrangement is what turns a loop into a DJ tool. Keep the groove alive, keep the bass simple, leave air around the snare, and let the track breathe. If you do that, your section will feel raw, playable, and properly classic.